you ever heard of anyone tell you that positive thinking is key and is very important and it's one of the best things you could do in your life to get to where you want to get to? It's true. However, so many people do not understand how it works. I'm going to explain how that works for you in this video today. My name is Fawn Peter, and right here on this channel, I share tips and lessons that I have used to make my life better and happier in the hopes that I can help you too. Positive thinking is key. I've read books on that. Everyone basically says the same thing. Don't think negative, don't speak negative, just think positively. But at some point, it just becomes a saying to most people. It just becomes a saying that some people don't even understand. And sometimes people just say positive things without even understanding how it works or why they should keep saying positive things. I've understood that understanding the morale and the logic behind it will actually help you and go a long way. So first of all, positive thinking. Positive thinking is all about saying positive things, not allowing your mind go the negative direction. And just make sure you remind yourself and you keep proclaiming and saying positive things about yourself, where you want to go to, what you want to do, the outcome of what you want, the outcome of your life generally. However, the question is, how does saying these things work for me? Do I just say a positive thing and it comes into being? Does it work that way? No, this is how it works. When you say positive things and you really mean them, or you channel your mind or you train your mind to start saying them and to think in that direction, what happens is that you start to believe it and you start to expect it and you start to see it. Now, I've learned this. There's beauty in everything, even in the darkest of moments. So when you have an attitude of positive thinking and you say, believe and see and hope for positive things, even in those darkest moments, there will always be something positive you can see or take out from it. And when you do that, it eventually turns out to have good positive returns to you, on you, and with you. Now, when your mind says positive things, your mind aligns to a positive direction. If I feel that I'm going to make it in life, if I keep saying I'm going to make it, I'm going to achieve my dreams, I'm going to become successful, and I train myself to understand that and to believe it and to see it happen, I dwell on that picture, what happens is I start to believe it, and then questions pop up in my head. But how does it happen? How do I make it happen? It's not magic. I'm not just going to say and it happens. And now your brain starts to say, so what do? I'm an actress, I'm a writer, what do? Do more monologues, talk to directors, writing, just write the books, try to talk to a publisher, try to get this done. Maybe this will work. And then I have a plan. And when I have a plan, because I still feel positive about it and I feel like it's gonna work, I set to making my plan come into action. I set to doing what I meant to do, talking to people, doing monologues, doing what I meant to do, just keep pushing. I arrange my life in that direction. I make decisions that revolve around that. I live a life with expectancy of that. And when you're expecting someone in your house, what do? You prepare for the person. So I live my life in preparation for that thing that I am hoping for. When I'm existing in that state, or when anyone is existing in that state, you begin to see opportunities that you probably wouldn't have seen before. Sometimes you want something, but you're not preparing for it, you're not ready for it. So opportunities come and go, and they just move past you, and you don't see them, you don't notice them, you don't realize that, oh, this is an opportunity. Oh, this kind of situation, I could have potentially used it to this. Oh, I could benefit this way, this potential. You don't notice, because you're in a negative state of mind. You're probably even doubting what you want. So you're doubting everything, you're questioning everything. But when your mind is positive about it, you just, you know, when you go through life, you see situations that may not even have been opportunities, but you create one out of it. Why? Because there's something you want, and that's where your mind is, and that's what your mind is thinking of, and your mind will find a way to get that from that situation. I have a friend who wants to go for her master's, and that is all she talks about. So she writes letters, she thinks about it, she talks to people, she's writing her resume, her statement of intent. She's just doing things surrounding that all the time. And when she's talking to people and having conversations, somehow, when you're talking to people about your life, the things she wants come in. So when she's talking to people about her life, that somehow finds a way to come into conversation. And the people talking to her realize, oh, you want to go for your master's? Oh, okay, have you done this? You've done this. Oh, you're prepared for it. Oh, you're pretty much ready. And she has met a good number of people who, from conversations like that, have given her tips here and there. Oh, this is what you can do, this is what you can do, this is how you can do, this is a school you can check out, this is a school that doesn't cost so much, this is what you can do. And now those tips, those opinions are coming in, and she's learning more and she's seeing more opportunities she never knew existed. She now knows they exist, and she knows that, oh, that means a I'll definitely achieve this dream, because these are ways I never even knew existed and now I'm learning them. But why was she able to learn them? Because her mind was in a present state of positivity, believing that she would get that thing, and expectancy, working towards it. That's the power of positive thinking. So start now to think positively. If you want something, believe it will happen. Then sit down and do your homework. And when you have doubt, take those doubts away and dwell on the positive thinking. Try to believe those things. Believe them. And when you believe them, you begin to expect them. You begin to prep for them. You live your life in expectancy. You live your life like you live your life when you already have those things. So positive thinking is very powerful. The way you think affects everything about you. When you begin to think positively, you feel positive. You act positive. Positive, you expect positive, you see positivity, you see the things you want around you, you feel the things you want, you prepare for the things you want, you attract the things you want. Because they say money attracts money. Smart people like smart people. They'll teach others, but smart people always have a connection with smart people. When you are ready for what you want, it will come to you. You will attract it. I'm going to use this in a slightly different way. People who are always happy, people who always want to be happy, always want to be hopeful, always want to walk into a space and make people laugh, people who want to be happy generally stay happy. Why is this so? Because they breed an attitude of positivity. So if they walk into a room, whether they feel like it or not, they smile and other people smile. And the moment other people smile, they feel like you bring a smile. So they want to have you around more. They want to help you. They want to talk to you. They want to smile back at you. And when they smile back at you, it makes you smile and everyone's happy. It creates an atmosphere. It's like a chain reaction. It just keeps going and going and multiplying and helping itself. I'll give you another example. Sometimes people say, even when you feel down, smile. It will really make things better. Even if you don't feel like it inside, smile. And at some point I asked myself, how do I feel down and feel like whipping my soul out and then I smile out here? Isn't that me pretending? So I tried it. And this is what happens. If you feel down and you feel sad and you smile, you feel stupid for a moment because it's a fake smile. For some people, they feel like, I feel totally ridiculous. Why am I smiling even when I don't feel like it? And then when you feel that way, sometimes you begin to laugh at yourself. I know that works for me. I begin to laugh at myself. I'm like, you look very silly. You look very stupid with that kind of fake smile on your face. And when you laugh at yourself, it grows into an actual laugh. And when you actually laugh, it makes you laugh more. It makes you feel a little bit eased. It makes you lose some of the tension. And when you lose that tension and you feel a little bit easier, a little bit lighter, it affects the things you do, the way you talk, the things you say, the way you operate, the way you talk to people. So it's like a chain reaction. Positive thinking is like a domino. I like to call it a domino, because if you really tell yourself, I have to think positively about this thing, and you start to think positively about a thing and believe it, you live in expectancy of that thing, you live in hope, and then you begin to see that thing in your life and prepare for it, and you see opportunities and you do the things you're meant to do, and it brings those things to you. I'll use a very typical example when we talk about work. If I want to be an actress, right, and I believe I will be an actress, and I watch movies and I see that I cannot do what these people are doing, but I feel like I am going to become an actress one day, what do? I get to work, I practice, I get better, and then now I'm better, but I don't have opportunities, but I feel like with time I'll get there. But how do I get there? I can see myself there. How did these people get there? How do I know these people? Oh, they say you should probably talk to people at events, meet people at events, network. Oh, they say we should create monologues. Are you for real? I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to create a monologue. I'm going for this event. Why? Because I want to be an actress, and I know I'm going to be an actress, so I want to talk to people. I want to network. And when you go there, you're bubbly. Oh, hey, hello, I'm an actress, I'm learning, and you network with people and you meet people, and your personality is positive. They want to get to know you. If you offer something, they see they want. If they see that you are a potential talent that they can tap, they want to help you, they want to work with you. Some of them may not pay you initially, but then they want to do something with you. Be positive about it. I just produced a short film. I've never done something like that, and I felt like, who am I to think I could do a short film? Can I do? Then I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it, and it's going to turn out well, and I'm going to put it out there, and it may not be perfect, but I'll be happy and proud of myself. And I and my friend set to it, and we created an amazing short film. It had a lot of errors. It was bad, yeah, fairly bad, but at the end of the day, everyone thought it was amazing, even with the errors, because of the effort I put into it. And I realized that I did a good job. If I keep learning and growing and getting better at it, I will be an amazing filmmaker one day. And that was all because I thought positive for one moment. Positive thinking is a domino that affects your life in massive, beautiful ways. So you should start today to learn and to practice positive thinking. If you have any tips or ways that you think positive thinking helps us in our daily lives, please let me know below in the comment. Meanwhile, you can subscribe to this channel if you like the content. Hit the notification button to be the first to know when a new video is up every week. Hit the like button, share to your friends and family if you like the content here. And for more similar content from me, you can check out my podcast, The Fix Podcast, on Google and Apple Podcasts. I'll see you next week.